First Line Report, News and Analysis. I'm Bernard Kalb, CBS News, filling in for Marvin Kalb and reporting on the CBS Radio Network. When President Nixon and Premier Zhou Enlai summited in Peking last year, they were more than a duo. They were really a threesome. The third man, half a continent away in Moscow, Leonid Brezhnev. When China and America talk, Russia, even if it goes unmentioned, is never forgotten. The same triangular situation prevails today. Mr. Nixon and Mr. Brezhnev summiting in Washington, talking about U.S.-Soviet relations, but China, to borrow an old cliche with fresh significance, China looms in the background. More after this.
73 Chevelle by Chevrolet. It looks different because it is different. Different outside, with pillared hardtop design that we call colonnade styling. Increased visibility area, double panel roof for strength and quiet, and a new hydraulic front bumper system. 73 Chevelle by Chevrolet. Different in the smooth way it rides and handles, with an improved suspension, a wider stance, front disc brakes. 73 Chevelle by Chevrolet. Different inside, with a handsome new interior that features full foam cushion seats and more back seat legroom than any Chevelle before. The 73 Chevelles by Chevrolet, Chevelle Malibu, and the new top-of-the-line Chevelle Laguna. They look different because they are different. Get the message?
The word from Peking about the Soviet-American summit is that there is no word. The propaganda organs have pointedly ignored the big diplomatic doings in Washington. The masses have not been told that the foreign devils have gotten together in Washington, but that is not to say that the Chinese are not the most interested of summit watchers. And this time, the Chinese have their own professionals in their quasi-embassy here in Washington to report to Peking on how the Americans and the Russians are getting along. The Sino-Soviet hostility created an opportunity for U.S. diplomacy. Actually, the opportunity had been around for years. But it was Mr. Nixon who picked it up, and the result has been the start of a détente between Washington and Peking and Moscow. Separate détentes, of course. In the last year or so, there has been remarkable progress along these lines. You no longer hear such phrases as the Iron Curtain or the Bamboo Curtain. What you do hear is that pragmatism has pretty much replaced ideology, and all three countries are the gainers. Still, the fact is, the Russians and the Chinese have not warmed up their relations with each other just because they have warmed up their relations with Washington. Indeed, both sides are cozying up to Washington in an effort to create counterweights to the strained relations they have with each other. In a sense, Moscow and Peking are competing for the economic and political affections of Washington. The upshot being that relations between the U.S. and the Soviet Union and the U.S. and China are better now than they have been at any time since World War II. There are less tensions, obviously. But the triangular diplomacy that is now a fact of international life does not mean that there is massive trust between Washington and Moscow and Washington and Peking. But it does mean that there is now an opportunity to experiment, to try to find a way of making the world a safer place to live in, even while your hand is still close to the holster. So, this week in Washington, Mr. Nixon and Mr. Brezhnev exchanged smiles and substance, with the Chinese watching long distance, fairly confident, though, that the Americans will not join in any U.S.-Soviet gang-up against China. That would not be in Washington's interest. Still, the Chinese are concerned about this latest summit. The Russians are now one up in this field, two Soviet-American summits to one Chinese-American summit, which raises the obvious question. Now that Leonid Brezhnev is in Washington, can Zhou Enlai be far behind? You can count on being exposed to a rash of speculation along these lines, but right now, at least, there's no forecast attached to it. Zhou Enlai once suggested that he could never visit the U.S. while Washington recognized Taiwan. But he went on to joke he could always tag along with a ping-pong team bound for the U.S. Obviously, a visit by Zhou Enlai is in the realm of the wildest speculation now. Still, it's a question that the visit of Leonid Brezhnev has accented. Now, this message.
Take a vacation from odors and germs. Take along the lights of spring.
can't imagine a summer place without Lysol brand spray disinfectant. Mold and mildew is good enough reason alone. I spray showers, pipes, closets to keep mildewy odors from coming back. I spray shower curtains where mildew is always a problem. I can't imagine a summer place without it.
Take your vacation from odors and germs. Take along the Lysol spray.
Hey, what you got there? Tomato juice?
No, it's V8.
Well, it looks good, like tomato juice.
It's my V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
But
it's a great tasting blend of 8 garden vegetables.
Well, I still say, you know...
Here, try some and see.
Wow, that sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Oh, it's great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
This has been First Line Report. I'm Bernard Kalb, CBS News.